exalt the intelligence of existence, that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, as our absolute reality, our commonality, that which is the source of all being, that which is the intelligence of all beings, that which is the eye that sees through every eye, and to realize that we are all so absolutely and divinely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, because that is our truth. And in this now moment, it is in our best interest to realize the greatness of ourselves and to consciously care to self-actualize and self-realize in that way, in the harmony of the whole of existence itself, and understand that the world-conquering rampage of divisiveness, divide and conquer, has been waged against absolutely everything and everybody everywhere. There is no one that has escaped it, the effects of it. And there are those of us who are not responding correctly and directly to being warred against, being under siege, being under a mindset that has us in a place and space where we feel hatred and jealousy and envy and feel as though we have the right to beat other ones up and beat other ones down and condemn them and falsely accuse them and incarcerate them unjustly and unfairly, that we're in a place and space to realize that everything and everybody is held by absolute law and nobody gets away with anything. And those of us who care to really be triumphant over the system of oppression, then we have to do that which is truly in our own best interest, consistently over time, where we are no longer functioning as houses divided against ourselves. That we do nothing to undermine ourselves. That we do everything to facilitate optimum cellular functioning and consciously caring to be cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence. So we are functioning as absolute and supreme intelligence, which is harmonizing, it's exalting, it's unifying. It is that which facilitates the joy and the blessedness in being our common unity across all boards, all platforms, all boundaries. It is that which is harmonizing beyond all ethnicities, all races, all perceived differences in culture, in language, in socioeconomics, in education. We're in a now moment that requires us to realize that the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal shall outlive and outlast every last one of us upon the planet and beyond. But that we were given one life that issues from it. And that we should not be dying at all from anything. And part of the divisiveness and part of the oppression has been to perpetuate this lie that we're supposed to be dying, everybody dies. And I'm saying that the transition from the earth should not be death. It should be a graduation from the class of earth residency. Because Mother Earth is hostess for embryonic gods and goddesses, and that our exaltation of light and our harmonization and absolute love and our obeyance and obedience unto absolute law helps us to come to that point and place where we are doing the immortalization at the cellular level, so that our cells, when we are in our proper mindset and we're creating the substance and the quality of real pure blood, the blood that is charged with the life currency of each and every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, and that we are benefiting from the high mineralization and the alkalization and the optimal functioning at the cellular level, so that we are creating literally a bloodstream that facilitates exalted consciousness and awareness and knowing of our oneness with the divinity of existence itself. And so many ones were gathered to acknowledge and to see the divinity of the alignment of the sun and the moon and the earth and whatnot, but we should be in a place where we are exalting the sacredness and the divinity of existence with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that every moment is a divine moment. And being in a place where it matters to us to exalt the divinity of existence, it matters to us to facilitate the harmony of the wholeness of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme reality that is life itself. And from the lightest light to the darkest dark in all gradations and generations of ethnicity and the hues of people that exist, humanity is a very small portion of the life force of this planet. And that there are more insects and more animals that exist than the people themselves. But when you have so many people that kill so many animals and feel entitled to subjugate and dominate and bastardize and usurp and murder and slaughter and whatnot and feed off of their carcasses, it's a problem when you multiply times millions of people being fed this way, millions of people participating in it, millions of people not realizing that this is not food for those who are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And to realize that because absolute law really is about the exaltation of life itself and the divinity of existence itself, and that the truth that we each dwell in this miraculousness, this phenomenalness of being, to understand that love is the harmony of truth, that each and every one that has a beating heart and a breathing presence within their body temple should really appreciate and appreciate love and be filled with gratitude for the blessedness of being. And as we each are doing that and consciously caring to be in integrity with the wholeness of being, directly bathing in the love of the ever-present cosmic supreme intelligence, bathing in the light of the absolute and supreme presence that is all there is as existence itself, exalting the absolute reality of our oneness, gives us the opportunity to be triumphant over all plans and plots and bigotry and hatred and insecurity and delusion of supremacy of any race of people, when the only supremacy there is an absolute law, an absolute love, an absolute light, an absolute wisdom, an absolute truth. Because that will completely outlast and outshine all of the darkness and the sickness and the oblivion and the gloom and all of the separation and the divisiveness and the hatred and the bigotry and all of that. That shall soon come to an end as the people themselves die out. And those who are legislators and the perpetuators of death, those who believe in death, those who partake of death, will soon meet their death. There is no way to be qualified for continuance in existence when you have no commitment to the laws that govern existence. And there is goodness and light that is in everyone. Even the ones who are delusional, the ones who are hateful, they love somebody. But the issue is that we can't really be hateful without hating ourselves. And hatred permeates and penetrates the cells of those who participate in that negativity of emotion and undermines their own functioning. And so those of us, we don't have to feel no way about those who are hating otherwise, other than feeling a little sad for them because we cannot rejoice in the beauty of being and the blessedness of being when we're being hateful and spiteful and envious and murderous and lying and thieving. from disease. That is the evidence of there being an agenda to create sickness, illness, and disease. Can be overcome, and it can be cleansed and healed. But people have to want to be healed. They have to want to do something differently. They have to really care to be whole, care to be vital, care to be the beautiful, blessed ones that they indeed are. See, the intelligence of existence is so phenomenal that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. And the reasons we're being oppressed at the cellular level is so that we can outthink the system that is set up to create detriment. But we have to be able to outthink it, because otherwise it's destined to die. And for those of us who care not to think, then you will not have any leverage over those who are planning and plotting against you. Planning and plotting against themselves unknowingly. The absolute law that governs all of existence itself is about absolute oneness, absolute wholeness. It doesn't differentiate between hues of people. Everyone is here to honor and glorify life itself. Everyone, regardless of what landmass we relate ourselves to, will be leaving the planet. We've all come to the planet as living beings through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the sacred fluid of our fathers, and we will be leaving the planet. The issue is, will you be dead, or will you have activated your genes of immortality and graduated the class of Earth residency? Because that's the choice that you have. And that's the responsibility you have to understand why it is there is this consistent battle of wickedness. You understand? See, good doesn't have to battle. Good just needs to be great now. Good needs to be vivid in self-expression. Good needs to be elevated to divinity. Good is not good enough. And it takes an overwhelming amount of love, and it takes an overwhelming amount of light, and it takes an overwhelming amount of care to dissipate the stupidity that is divisiveness and insecurity that is exalting itself as supremacy, when there is no supremacy in stupidity and idiocy and wickedness and evil that they call white supremacy. It doesn't benefit anybody to be stupid. And stupidity is where you think that you can have leverage in a system that is in a realm that is absolutely ordered by cosmic law, universal law, and laws of nature, and then be in violation of those laws, and then you prosper. There is no prosperity you could possibly have. And then the worst thing about it is that you risk being disqualified from being continued in existence for the rest of all of eternity as a result of being murderers and liars and thieves and incarcerators and bastardizers and capitalizers and polluters and all of this stuff that goes on, that we are not here to be wicked, to be in violation of the laws that govern us. Nobody is. The ones who are in that place is because of the filth that is permeating every fiber of their being as a result of the flesh that is rotting within their blood streams because of the alcohol and the tobacco and the sugar and all of the unnatural things that they have consumed and permeated and penetrated every fiber of their being, with that puts them in a place where they're not thinking properly. They're thinking from a place of distortion and disorientation. They're thinking from a place of insecurity and fear. Because one can't possibly hate without having some degree of fear and insecurity. And why would there be those who are on a world-conquering rampage to destroy the world or to undermine all of the indigenous and native people of the planet, when it's the indigenous and native people of the planet who work so hard to make sure that you have your coffee and you got alcohol and you've got your sugar and you have all of the drugs of choice, you understand? But it really is more about the insecurity of knowing that if things go on the way that they go on, then those who would soon cease to exist by default, by the naturality of life itself, because of the recessiveness. You understand? And I'm just saying is that we don't really have to worry about any of that. We should just really rejoice in the blessedness in being. You understand? As opposed to really undermining other people. We're in a place and space where we have to really know that everybody has been gifted with absolute and supreme intelligence, and the dysfunctioning of us, the distortion, the sickness, the illness and disease is something that we can do something about. But to continue to perpetuate it and to continue to exalt it and to continue to medicate it and legislate more and more drugs as opposed to really facilitating the healing is going to really catch up with folk and understand that there is no way that you can qualify for continuance in existence as a nation and race of people when you don't care to be in alignment with the laws of love. Love being the harmony of wholeness. And it is our time to really care, to be whole. Not to choose whatever poison you care to consume, but to really exalt a full life's urge so that you do nothing to undermine yourself. We're in a place and space. We're in a place and space where we have to come to that reckoning within ourselves. Where we understand that there is no way that you can properly position yourself to protect yourself when you are a detriment to yourself. There's no way that a man, and this is part of the system of oppression, to have men in a place where they are not protecting themselves because they undermine themselves. And if a man does not see how to protect themselves, then he and they will not be able to provide the proper protection and care for their wives and their children. Children being undermined by secondhand smoke because their parents smoke tobacco and cigarettes and whatnot. We have to realize that we're in a now moment where we have so much toxicity all around us that we can't afford to do anything that poisons ourselves. And that Mother Earth has given a solution in terms of how to really cleanse those toxins from our systems. How to bring forward, how to really do that which is going to reach deep into the cells of us, the brain cells, the kidney cells, the liver cells, all of the cells of the body can be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that you are able to be completely regenerated and made whole. And to have an understanding and an understanding that we're already in the realm of eternity, it matters because a man and a womb man are what we think. And being in a place and space where we are thinking holistically, we are thinking appreciatively, we're thinking reverently and worshiping and filled with gratitude for the blessedness in our being, where we are thinking consistently in doing that which is truly in our own best interest. This is the only way that you can have leverage over a system that intends to make sure that you have no leverage, that you are not in a place place where you're responding correctly and directly to being warred against. They want you to be in a place and space where you don't have a clue, where you're so distracted with the balls that you all play with, all the games and all of the entertainment and all of the tricks and all of the things that you are consumed with, so that you are missing your whole life and you are killing yourself in the process. And so we have to come to a point and place where it matters to us that we will no longer participate with the foolishness and be in that mind space where we will exalt a full life's urge, so that our spiritual garments are being repaired, that we are standing cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and be whole directly. There is nothing that we can do to honor those who have gone before us if we will not honor that which beats our hearts and breathes us. It's amazing to me how much you all exalt the lives of people, exalt the lives of those who've come and gone, exalt the lives of those who didn't have a dang going clue as to what the real issues are, but you exalt them and put their faces on t-shirts and all of this, but you are not exalting that which beats your heart and breathes you. You're not exalting the laws that govern us. You're not exalting the right way to be. You're not exalting a full, wholehearted desire to live in the fullness of who and what you are as divinity personified. And so being in a place and space where it matters to us that we will do this inner work, being in that mindset where we care to be whole, we care to be cleansed, we care to be renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified on behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of those who came and couldn't come and wouldn't come, those that we didn't allow to come, those who've come through us and those who've yet to come. You are either man or wound man. And it's not about what your sexual preferences are, because most of you are not going to be sexually active most of your life anyway. You understand? So your orientation can't be based upon sex. Your orientation has to be based upon life and being a being, a living being. Whether you're man, woman, or some combination of the two, you understand, you still have duty, obligation, and responsibility to exalt life, to perpetuate life, to love life, to have an understanding and an understanding with life and the intelligence of existence and the perfection that we should be striving for within our own beings. Perfection meaning that you are able to continue to grow and unfold in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence. Circumstances and situations don't daunt you or thwart you. They spur you forward in exalting a full life's urge. They put you in a place and space where you are consistently transcending, transforming, and transmuting everything into your greater good. You're in that mindset, in that mind space where you are tapped into the divinity of existence and the infinity of possibilities and the divinity of your being directly, and you are consciously knowing that and caring to be that. You understand? Because your lack of care, your inability to love, your refusal to honor, your indecisiveness about being willing to be obedient unto the laws that govern you, you're consciously choosing that which undermines you at your cellular level. All of this will have you in a place and space where you will soon be making transition from the planet as a dead person. My concern is, how long will you be dead in the realm of eternity? And you say, oh, well, we're in the realm of eternity, I will not be dead. And I'm saying, no, there are those who will be dead, because they're living a path of life that leads to death. They're not the path of life that leads to life. And if you've completed 7 cycles of 7 years at 49 and you have not exalted a full life surge, you have not committed to living, you've not committed to loving, you've not committed to being, you've not committed to honoring yourself and your cells, you are not doing what's in your own best interest consistently over time, then now you have the opportunity to do it, to choose life, to understand that it's not benefiting anybody that loves you to watch you kill yourself or to create tragic dates with fate. Driving along the highways last month, 2 months ago, I think the Georgia fatalities was like at 684, and now it's 900 and something. You understand? And then you're driving through the streets, and you see all of the flowers, the little memorials that they have in the streets now because of people who were hit by cars or people who died right there. And I'm just saying is that, yes, we are in a place where there are people who are grieving all the time. My heart is open and goes out to those who are grieving in this now moment because of those who you have loved and who've recently made transition. Those that you love who are at the crossroads of making transition or dying. But I am the one also who is encouraging you to embrace the fullness of who you are while you have this now moment of eternity to do it. To forgive and release and let go and stand on behalf of life itself. To get beyond all of the negativity and all of the resentment, all of the anger and the frustration that you yourself are holding on to get to a point and place where you will forgive yourself for your transgressions, for your trespasses, for your own violations. People know when they're wrong. You understand? Don't nobody have to tell you when you're wrong. But the issue is you cannot continue to love yourself consistently over time and you are consistently in violation of yourself and supporting the violation of other ones. And this is part of what has come forward in terms of men being under a system that effeminizes them, emasculates them, intoxicates, inebriates, stupefies, oppresses, suppresses, degrades, and incarcerates, and belittles, and whatnot. And then they become abusive to themselves. They smoke more, they drink more, they get high more, they do all of these things, and then they're abusive to their women and their children and their brothers. Brother against brother, father against son, mother against daughter. People think that Christ said that he's come to set that sword, but that's not the way of Christ. That is the devil's way to divide and conquer so that our families that have 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 siblings, that have 5 and 6 and 7 children, that have 10 and 12 and 15 grandchildren and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars every other month on food, clothing, shelter, cars, and this and that, that we can't get a clue to be able to do anything that is truly in our own best interest because everybody's living as an individual, serving their own lusts and passions and not serving life itself. That's a trick. So that we don't get leverage. So that we're not cultivating our generational wealth. So that we're not creating that which really supports financially, mentally, spiritually, the generations that have yet to come. This is our time to ask, to knock, to seek, and to apply ourselves to that which is light and wisdom and truth, so that we are able to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected. On behalf of the eternal order, the establishment of the eternal government, in honor and in conscious participation with absolute and eternal law and order, it is our time to be ordered, to be cleansed, and to rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Circle. insult the harmony of the whole of existence itself. I am a voice on behalf of the voiceless, on behalf of all of those who are not present with us, and to remind us that we each are so absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, with every step that we've made, with absolutely everything that is totally encompassing and surrounding us, for we are always held in this now moment of eternity, blessed by this infinite and supreme intelligence that is beginning this endless, infinite, and eternal that beats our heart, breathes us, has designed us perfectly. And it's our time to remember the divinity of our being, the divinity of existence itself, the divinity of all of life, and to begin to really respect it, to understand that the issues that we're having as a global humanity in terms of the massive amounts of sickness, illness, disease, degradation, deprivation, starvation, violation, desertification. It's just because we are out of alignment with the laws of life itself. And to not respect that there are laws that govern us is to put ourselves in a position where we do not have the benefit of really living our best lives when we are not properly oriented and not properly centered in the purposes of being directly. And those who took responsibility for giving us an orientation as to what life is on the planet and what success in life is on the planet, they took no time for themselves to really be properly oriented as to what the purpose of existence is upon the planet and the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. And if we understood this, if generations and generations and generations previously had understood it, then we would not have so much of the karmic debt and the past life karma that we have, where it is harder than all get out to be in a place and space where we are living purposefully, lovingly, divinely, really honoring, reverencing, cherishing, treasuring, respecting, and serving in life. And for where we are now, to really understand that no one is absolved of duty, obligation, and responsibility to seek harmony with the essence of life, the laws of life, that which beats our hearts and breathes us, and is just one absolute and supreme intelligence that holds us all within its own ever-embracing arms. And that love being the fulfillment of the law is the reverence and the respect of all rights, the all beings to have the rights to their lives. And for the ones and ones to feel entitled to be killing, to be slaughtering, to be hurting, to the detriment and the degradation of ones, is to put everybody in jeopardy. And those who follow that script do so to their own detriment. And at the end of this life, nobody would really have an excuse good enough to absolve you of your own responsibility, duty, and obligation to have exalted a full life's urge. The programs that we're running by virtue of commercial television from the time we were very little, where the television was just in black and white. We grew up watching the cowboys and Indians and Gunsmoke and see how Europeans dealt with their problems and killing each other and whatnot. And then they manufactured toy guns and toy tanks and this whole initiative towards warring and killing and undermining and thieving and whatnot. It's a script that was given. You understand? And we cannot continue to follow this script. And those ones who followed it and are now incarcerated as a result of it, then everybody is in a place and space where we have the damage control to do, because most of them were fed by mothers who were feeding them hot dogs and hamburgers and Rice Krispies and Cap'n Crunch and all of the things that we were taught to love through commercialism. as children that provided us with no real nutrition. And it's as a result of the deficiency, the nutritional deficiency consistently over time, and the assault upon ourselves with artificial colors, artificial flavors, nitrites, PHA, BHT, and the chemical bath that we were bathed in with all of the commercial soaps and the lotions and all of these things that we have been pumping into our skins and rolling up under our arms with the deodorants and whatnot. Now is the time for us to understand where the cancer is really coming from, where the Alzheimer's is coming from, where the dementia is coming from, where the Parkinson's is coming from the accumulation and the contraindication of all of these chemicals that are being held within the very mucus and the acidity, so that our body temples are under siege. And until we really have a proper understanding and understanding that we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to cleanse ourselves so that we are facilitating our healing, so that we are no longer the experiments of a medical profession gone mad and a pharmaceutical company that is out of their minds. We have to come to a point where it matters to us not to be cut up on and not to be in a place where we are a detriment to ourselves. Because at no end has having your uterus removed healed you from anything. Neither did having your breast cut off heal you from anything. Neither from having your appendix taken out or your tonsils removed or any of the other surgeries that happen. None of it heals us. And the healing is what we should be exalting a right and a responsibility to get centered and get still so that we know how to facilitate that process. And to be in a place where we see more and more children coming and succumbing to leukemia and all kinds of other diseases and whatnot, and then the medical profession and the doctors and all of them conspiring against women and against families so that they are poisoning their babies as soon as they possibly can. We have to stop this. It's absolutely insane. And the people who will not protect themselves, men who are not responding correctly and directly to being warned against, and they are a detriment to themselves, are also a detriment to their families if they cannot do what's in their own best interest. And we're seeing this with all of the incest and all the violation and all of the molestation and the rape and whatnot, so that men have become the violators of those that they have cosmic trust to protect and provide for. And this kind of devastation and impoverishment of morality and ethic is enough to threaten one's eternal life. And the one thing we know about life is that it's forgiving. What I know about ourselves is that our cells are always receptive for oxygenation, for deeper breaths, for their own cleansing. Our cells are always open and receptive for more water, more hydration, more mineralization, for real food. And even if your body goes through some changes, as they will when you have been filled up with meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, all of this sugar, alcohol, tobacco, and whatnot, that when you put real food in your system, then yes, you may have some gas, and you may have some skin breakouts, and you may have some other issues, but that does not mean that you're allergic to fruit. It doesn't mean that you're allergic to the food that is really what your body really needs. And to have so many ones who are professing themselves to be naturopathics and holistic practitioners and all of that, and they are putting people on a mucus-filled, high-protein kind of diet, you're dealing with people who don't know what they're talking about. Because the body oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, and the opening up of elimination of these toxins and these poisons. And when you see one who is overweight, you don't have to really do any kind of testing until you open up the elimination so that they are able to be put on a frequency of energy that allows them to lose the excess weight so the body can begin to heal itself. But for us not to realize how to proceed in any circumstance or situation and then get commits to being given drugs and meds and pharmaceuticals and all of this, it's hideous. And for those of you who are on these meds, understand the meds are not healing you. And your healing is just a touch away in the sense of your reaching for life, that you do not have to be in a place and space where you are on all of these medications. You do not have to be prepping yourself for all of these surgeries. You do that because you have not been strengthened in your faith, in knowing that you are the God or the goddess that dwells in that temple, and what you really say goes. But your word has to be strengthened by your action. That you can't just speak the word and then continue to do the thing that creates the blockage and obstruction, the acidity and the insufficient oxygenation and dehydration. You have to be in a place and space of commitment to that which is truly in your best interest, and it becomes easy when you are committed, when you are wholeheartedly about your well-being. And nobody should have to bring you to yourself kicking and screaming. And so the addiction to the sugar, to the alcohol, to the crack, to the sex, to the whatever the addiction is not greater than the will when you exercise your will. When you sit with yourself and you begin to reflect and really consider what you really want with your life, this is a thought that you have to entertain, because nobody can give you anything greater than what you already are. And where you have already spent 40 to 50 years doing meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, the cancer is already there. You should not wait to be diagnosed before you start reversing these issues. It's important for us to realize that our lives are our gift, and we'll never have anything greater than ourselves. To understand that we're in a now moment where we have so much available to us, that we're the beneficiaries of all of the real truth and the light that is everywhere present, if we would tune in and tap in to it. And sometimes you have to turn the commercials off, you have to turn the television off, and you have to kind of get outside of the influences of those who will continue to light your cigarettes for you, light your crack pipes for you, pour you another drink of alcoholic beverages and whatnot, so that you are able to get your footing on the path of life. Because the path of death is not the path that we should be trying to be successful on. Because really there is only one purpose in life, and that is to live. And because of the plethora and the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, degradation, deprivation, starvation, violation, molestation, militarism, and politics, and all of this that is everywhere, the compromises, the corruption, the violation, then those of us who really care to make our lives count, we cannot live like everybody else and think that we will escape the judgment and the karmic debt. And so many of you heard me a few weeks ago say, "Ooh, mama gonna get y'all gonna get a whipping, y'all gonna get a whipping, and see what's going on in Texas." And then they said, "Oh, it's so bad what's going on in Texas, but Texas is the root of so much of the evil, from the beef industry and the oil industry, and Texas has executed more black men than any other state in the union." I'm just saying is that the whole of the supported in being able to choose their poison, but everyone should be supported in living. This should be part of what government ensures. But for government to be signing off on the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death to have access to the minds and the hearts and the bodies of the people to fill them with lies and poison, it is an abomination. There is no way that there could be security when you are out of alignment with the law of life itself. Churches and our spiritual orientation should have given us this kind of support. Our education should have given us this kind of support. Our socialization and culture should be giving us the support to live and exalt a full life's urge. And because we are under the auspices of those who do not have that right orientation, then we do not have the responsibility to follow them. Responsibility to get up, to raise up, to come to a point and place where we're no longer dealing with the bigotry of feeling that you have the right to enslave and to abuse and misuse and poison Africa and Africans. You have the right to come in and extract the resources from their lands. You have the right to impoverish the lands of Mother Earth and to kill her creatures and to undermine her Aboriginal, Indigenous, and Native families. You have that right. And you have the right to have all of your endeavors completely come to naught. Because being in violation of the law of love means that you could not possibly prosper. Regardless of what it seems like, what it appears to be. Because being destroyed, being in a place where the elements, the waters, the winds, the volcanoes that Mother Earth will quiver, shake, and quake to get you off of her I am urging each one of us to come to a point and place where it matters to us to not be following the wickedness of killing ourselves, and to support the violation and the annihilation, the subjugation, the capitalization of other beings, and continue to feed off of their carcasses when that is bringing all kinds of pathogens and bacteria and viruses and maggots and parasites into your body temple, and they begin to feed on you. And by the time you have 20, 30, 40, 50 years of the rot and decay and decomposition of pigs and turkeys and cows and chickens and salmon and sardines and crab and lobster and oysters and mussels and octopus and all kinds of stuff in your system, you are not thinking well. And it's through the process of thinking that we are able to have the greatest leverages in creation, in creating. And to be in a place where you are acknowledging the divinity of existence and the perfection from which you were created. As man, the progenitor of lineages, and as woman, the perpetuator of lineages, and to understand that your body temple functions perfectly. Your brain cells, your liver cells, your organs, or everything functions perfectly. It was perfectly designed by the intelligence of existence, and it was never designed to feed off the carcasses of dead animals. Because the primary law of existence is thou shalt not kill. And so the intelligence of existence is that intelligent that it would not mandate that we have to feed from the flesh of a dead animal in order to be healthy when killing is the major violation. And no matter how bad you all are feeling, you continue to eat all of this garbage, and I'm saying you are wasting time and you are wasting money because you will not be able to regain that life force until you accept the perfection of existence itself and rejoice in it and know that it is your gift and it is your blessing to be given law and order that facilitates your right alignment and your correct stance as a conscious immortal while you are on the planet. You cannot matriculate through any curriculum upon the planet that is greater than the curriculum of life itself. And to accept and to know that there are laws that govern life, the wellness of us in life, that is, which is necessary in order to reverse any of the issues that may be crystallizing in our tissues as a result of what we have been doing consistently over time. Then know that this is our time to do it, and every day is a day to exalt life. Every day is a day to breathe deeply. Every day is a day to increase our hydration, our oxygenation. Every day is a day to facilitate the cleansing and the opening up of the elimination so that these toxins from the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the flesh, the alcohol, the cigarettes, the tobacco, and whatnot can get out of your body temple so that you are able to walk in the realization, in the constant and consistent revelations and epiphanies of greater consciousness expansion in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme presence that is beginning this endless, infinite, and eternal. It matters that we are holding ourselves in the oneness of existence, that we are exalting represent. This now moment is ours. And it's always an eternal now moment. We should not be dying at all from anything. And because death has become culture, and it has become a program that generates trillions of dollars as industry and killing, then we have tragic dates with fate and death as law for the seeds that have been sown. In sickness, illness, disease, death, deficiency, and all of this, we have the opportunity to release completely up. And it requires clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying, and caring. Caring. To utilize the faculties that you have been given as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. You are already divine, regardless of what our mistakes and our trespasses and our violence.